The hip-hop band The Roots are playing live on The Cafe today. Their new album, Game Theory, is out on a new label for them, rapper Jay-Z's Def Jam Records. The Roots are unusual for hip-hop in that, first of all, they are a band with a great live show. And if they have an image, MC Black Thought, Questlove, and company actually don't fit into any of the prevailing gangster or bling-driven molds of hip-hop. We'll hear performances in just a bit, but I started off by asking drummer Questlove, Amir Thompson, if there was any pressure for him being on a new label, particularly Jay-Z's, the undisputed royalty of rap.
I'm still happy to be here. I feel like an immigrant in a new world, you know? So it's like not often does a person in the pop music world even enjoy some sort of relevancy for 14 years, but let alone the hip-hop world. I mean, the hip-hop world really has no expectation standards whatsoever. So they usually pass your fifth or sixth records, and that's usually a wrap. But the fact that this is our 14th year and there's still general interest in the group, I think that's worth celebrating alone.
Actually, my initial question kind of presupposes a little knowledge of the hip-hop world, which is that a band like The Roots, who have sold, 900,000 on one album, over 500, 300 on the last one. Mm-hmm. In the world I come from, those are huge numbers. But but in the hip-hop world, that's like diminished expectations.
And it is diminished expectations. But actually, in the age of file sharing, and especially in the age of iTunes, which is more a single-oriented, pretty much the overall industry standard is kind of coming to a halt. I mean, at the rate where a group like Los Lonely Boys can do a pale 68,000 units and sort of be at the number two position in the country, that sort of speaks volumes about where the industry is headed. Now, whether or not the industry truly wants to embrace the file-sharing world and that particular aspect really remains to be seen. But clearly, there's a tsunami about to occur, and whoever gets on Noah's Ark is, they'll be the survivors.
Does that make the decision to have The Roots be indeed a live band and be able to go out and play more shows seem like a better one now? Because that's always there for you.
Yeah, but I mean, the decision to do that really wasn't based on some sort of novelty thing. Like, we didn't know that we were, well, I mean, as of now, we are the last group of black musicians with the major pop deal. And even at that, as far as actual groups are concerned, you know, with the mere exception of Outkast, who I personally think they're just a group of name only, we're practically the last group left with a major record deal and in black music. So, it was a better decision, but we didn't establish it based on a novelty. I mean, God forbid the fact that you're musicians is actually a sort of like a trick or a selling point. That's a sad state of affairs there, you know?
You've been diminishing expectations of Game Theory yourself as you talk about it in advance. You talk about being a dark album. And when you think about the world today, the macro, what's going on in the world, how can it not be? But then you look at the life of you guys in the band, changing labels, deaths, friends, mm-hmm. Tariq's kids being in Detroit during Katrina. There's darkness around all of us, and how can it not reflect what's going on today?
Well, you know, it's like, as far as the darkness of it, I didn't necessarily see that as a bad thing per se. A few of the prototypes that I have for creating this record, I kind of got from the pop world. If you look at Beck's last album, the one produced by Nigel...
Sea Change.
I mean, that's a very beautiful, dark, somber album, and totally different from what he's ever done. If you look at the debut album from Portishead, or if you look at even like Pet Sounds, you know, stuff that Brian Wilson was doing during that period, definitely has a more mature, let's say it's a mature record instead of dark. I don't want people thinking that, you know, we try to pull a Coldplay and, you know, slit your wrist at the end of each song, but because hip hop is so associated with rocking the party and sort of a celebratory type thing, this is the first time that I think that anyone has come close to really putting out an album that sort of goes the opposite direction.
It's an amazingly cohesive piece of work, too. Has that been hard for you guys to do in the past? I know you've worked with numbers of different people on each record, but the way this album flows is just beautiful.
By 96, there was a defining Invisible Mason-Dixon line to what was popular hip-hop and what was backpack or underground hip-hop. And then by the time everything caught on in 1999 with the Things Fall Apart record, then the sound was called Neo Soul, and thus you had Birds of a Feather, D'Angelo, Eric Badu, Mos Def, Talib Kweli, Common, those type of artists sort of lumped into one package. And then once we got to the Phrenology record in 2002, that was our Rebellious Separation album, in which we pretty much attempted to go all over the place by choice to not be pigeonholed. So that kind of threw our initial fan base off, but luckily we gained a whole nother audience. And then by the time we got to this record, we kind of just went back to, you know, it's a return to form.
Well, let's put everybody to work now.
Okay, let's do that.
And here's some music. What do you guys want to start off with?
We're going to start with a song, the title track of the album entitled Game Theory. And that's it, you know, Game Theory by The Roots from Game Theory.
You sharpening the shogun, you know the way you go, hun, game. You know what I'm talking about? Hus, that's short for hustlers. We the Roots Crew, Pass Young Productions. Trying to find our spots amongst the ruckus. Staying sucker free and fleeing chumps and busters, bang. Yeah, get em, hus, get em, hus, get em, hus.
Hey, yo, I'm trying to get it at any cost, so it's no remorse when I'm blasting off like you was asking for it. When black stepping the doors, all hats is off, your hands up in the air going back and forth. I'm about ready for a classic massacre. I make it hotter than when Shaft in Africa. Jump out of black port with a fat cigar, night ride on him like my last name Hasselhoff. Voted unlikely to succeed, cause my class was full of names saying cheaters and thieves. All it gave me was a good enough reason to leave and put the writing on the wall for y'all to read it and weep. Cause I'm the force of the Lord, the rage of hell. You rather head for the hills and save yourselves, my man. Rip drums like he ringing a bell, king of the realm. You see them do his thing in the film. Come on, Hus. That's short for hustlers. We the Roots Crew, Past Young Productions. Trying to find our spots amongst the ruckus. Staying sucker free and fleeing chumps and busters, man. Yeah, get them, bust, get them, bust, get them, bust. Yeah, dreams of M16s with infrared beams. Hitting the man cribber with cans of kerosene. I jack a limousine with a strategic routine. Thinking with my fifth, clicking here for the Caribbean. A militant guerrilla camp is ready for war. Lay your corner face down, place down your jewels, cashing. 4-4, when I score, prepare for torture. Mess around, make your town war sore. I'm from Millendale, the land where the killers dwell. My technique is an ambush, you gorilla style. My instinct, that of a killer well. Hit you up from head to toe with lyrics I pack like an Amillamel. My type's subliminal, mentality switch the criminal. Importing the ancient and Nash from Senegal. A soldier take a strike from a general. Use the mic, an eye, and a lip. You choose a mineral. Hus. That's short for hustlers. We the Roots Crew, Past Shunk Productions. Trying to find our spots amongst the ruckus. Staying sucker free and fleeing chumps and busters, man. Yeah, get them, Hus. Get them, Hus. Get them, Hus.
A live version of Game Theory. The Roots are playing live today on the World Cafe. And that song has such a... It's a neat form to it, the way it begins, the way you take it down and bring it back up.
Yeah, dynamics are that's a big part of our presentation. I was actually going to make it more... lately, we've just been fluctuating. Like, the whole idea of time and meter and key, like, we've been experimenting a lot. Thelonious Monk once said that, you know, there's more than just... you know, than the keys that you see in front of you, like there are notes in between. And if anything, as musicians, because when we first entered the world of hip hop, it was very important to be like card carrying members. Like every 2 seconds, you had to show your credibility card. Like we couldn't be musicians. Like being in this situation is sort of like a, you know, I guess kind of like gays in the military. Like the thing is, you weren't allowed to be yourself. So for the longest, we sort of shunned that whole badge of us being musicians and the whole novelty of, see, we can play like hip hop samples and I sound just like this breakbeat that you like on this record. And we try to be as synthetic as possible. And since what most hip hop purists now consider the golden age or the classic period of hip-hop to be long over, it's, I think we're sort of out the closet now, if you will, and enjoying the fact that we are musicians and that we don't sound like synthetic. Not saying that the way that hip-hop music is produced is a bad thing or, you know, that type of thing, but it's just that for so long we were forced to shed our what we really were, which was a band. And you know, so just to make up for lost time, we're really, really just reveling in any type of musical experimentation that we can, and that includes fluctuating and dynamics and slowing down and speeding up and things that we weren't allowed to do before.
We're talking with Amir Thompson from the Roots, and they're playing live for us today. And this is a great song. This is Here I Come, another one that is on Game Theory. This is the Roots playing live today on the World Cafe.
I said, say, cause here I come, here I come, here I come. He said, yeah, you better come out with your hands up, we got you surrounded. I'm in the back, check to my outfit. He said, blink, we gon' send the hounds in. I said, wait, here I come, here I come, here I come. You boys are ready, cause here I come, here I come. Check out, man. I'm so rubber 100, how much charisma could another one summon? If I was a prisoner, then I wasn't more cunning. But wise, if I come outside, I'm not running. The one with the pack, the unrunning. Yo, I ain't got nothing to hide, I'm about cutting. Go out on a blade, one plot, one button. I'm hurt, half hurt, lead a cop, long time in front of black one in the group, the smooth villain. Under five for billion, the words that move millions. Slide in front of your eyes, true brilliance. It's a bad moon on the rise, who feeling it? New truth, killing it, charter roots, killing it. Ready and willing to saw the true killing is. You know we get it involved, we too diligent. And yo, the music is stronger. You better come out with your hands up, we got you surrounded. I'm in the back, changing my outfit. He said, blink, we gon' send the hounds in. I said, wait, here I come, here I come, here I come. You boys, you better back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Black ain't war life, and it's whatchamacallit. Smoking chunky alcoholic. One foot in the grave, one foot in the toilet. In a more state, in front of an audience. Disturbing the peace in a local audience. Y'all, what's poppin'? I need good warnings. My ETA, I'll arrive, I'm on it. My money long and gone, the lines of warning bands. Just suck blood dust till dawning. Waiting to catch me sleeping, I'm not yawning. They in a VIP, at the guard. They gon' jump me when I stop performing. I got something for them behind the organ. I always OD with my squadron. Shirt out, fuck, go sit the dogs in. And yo, we talk about you got war rich hair. You better come out with your hands up, we got you surrounded. I'm in the back, changing my outfit. He said, blink, we gon' send the hell in. I said, wait, here I come, here I come, here I come. You boys, get ready, man. Yeah, yeah, look, I'm in the darkness. Heartless man, regardless, move with hardness. Y'all press the charges, it's awkward injury. I force my entry to penitentiary. Like a tough for century, elementary. Like they all rest, evidently. Incidents, they all rest, I'm lawless. That's my problem, evolving, never solve them. Chill in Harlem, man, you bring your stardom. Feel important, since you've been aborted. Bring your neck out, bring the tech out, absorb it. Till you stick out, then step out the orbit. Bang flesh out, till the fresh out my torment. Street apostle, pop, preach the gospel and I'm hostile. Sipping the deuce, I'm hostile, I'm a monster. Gotcha, give me the Oscar, hit you like vodka. Scooch off in the mob, the man, yeah. You better come out with your hands up, we got you surrounded. I'm in the back, changing my outfit. You said blink, we gon' send them pounds in. I said wait, here I come, here I come, here I come. You boys, get ready, man.
Here I come. The Roots are playing live today, and we're getting a chance to talk with Amir Thompson about game theory and all things Roots. You gave a list of people when you were talking about kind of what became to be known as Neo Soul a bit ago, and Erykah Badu and mm-hmm. D'Angelo Common, a bunch of people in there. One of the things a lot of those people have in common is working with you guys, you particularly, and other members of a Philadelphia scene that at least partially came out of something called Black Lily that you worked with, both, I guess, starting in New York and then here in Philly. Tell people a little bit about what that was about and if that kind of a scene, if there was a golden era of it, or does that still exist? Or
well, the whole object, the thing that we realized, because we kind of missed the train, the initial train that we should have caught was the first Renaissance train, and that was between 1989 and 1992. There was the first like alt rap Renaissance, and that consisted of De La Soul, A Tribe Called Quest, The Jungle Brothers, Diggable Planets, Arrested Development. These were groups that first showed the signs of you know, going against the regular one-dimensional hip-hop image, which is pretty much the gangster image. And these were kids that people that looked like me and thought like me and had different references, sort of like I did. By the time we got our record deal in 94, that train sort of left the station and we were kind of stuck waiting on the platform with in the gangster rap era. And we were kind of alone between 94 and 98. And then my manager, Richard, and I sort of figured out that the only way for people to truly understand like where we're coming from, so that we're just not, you know, like the cousin that nobody wants to play on the softball team at the family reunion is you kind of have to build your own scene. So, in sort of like a Field of Dreams moment, we built it and they came. So what we did was we just turned my house, which was pretty much empty anyway, being as though we did 250, 300 shows a year. My house was nothing but a luggage storage spot because I was never home to actually live in it. We just cleared out my living room and turned it into a jam spot. And we had a local Philadelphia chef that kind of worked at Le Becfin and a five-star chef to just, you know, cook all the food he could. So you tell a bunch of starving artists, you know, free food and jam with the roots, and pretty much everybody's going to come. And the people that wound up coming wound up just being the future. You know, Music Soul Child, my former label mate on Def Jam, was a former local pizza delivery boy. And Bilal, one of the greatest jazz voices, I feel, of this generation. I mean, he was at my alma mater at Creative and Performing Arts. Jill Scott worked at retail. Jaguar Wright worked at Wawa. You know, pretty much, these are just like regular people. And once it became a consistent thing, it sort of ran on its own without the Roots participation. So the whole novelty of, oh, come play with the Roots thing sort of wore off, and Black Lily started to sustain itself. And what it wound up doing was once the Jazzy Fat Nasties, local Philadelphia group, took over the jam sessions, Black Lily became more female-centric, woodshed, if you will. It wasn't that males couldn't participate, but, you know, during the time that we were there, pretty much every rapper wanted to hog the mic and sort of not give anybody else a chance to get on by doing these, like, long 64-bar verses. So we just transferred it to two clubs, the Wetlands up in New York and to the Five Spot in Philadelphia. And once it left my house and went to these two clubs, that's where it sort of became kind of like artist development. So you have a situation in which Jill Scott will try a new song, and if one line gets a particular reaction, then maybe Jaguar Wright is watching that and figuring, okay, I got to outdo Jill. So she'll go home the next week and work out a little routine and then come to do it at Black Lily the next week, and then the crowd's eating out the palm of her hand. Once we attracted every musician in the city to come to this jam session, because the only place for Black musicians to really congregate and play was the church. There were no structures or venues. So the church and maybe an occasional jazz club, if you will. But once we developed this, and pretty much then everybody just started coming to Black Lily just to take the musicians away. So then Christina Aguilera, half her band's from Philly, half of Missy Elliott's band's from Philly. Puffy came down, took Janet Jackson's musical direct. Like, everybody just started taking them away. And they're still working.
We're talking with Amir Thompson from The Roots, and we're hearing tracks from Game Theory and some other things today. There's one deep into the album. There's a piece called Clock With No Hands, which is a really nice piece of music as well. And we were talking about being a dark album. This is kind of a more somber piece of music. But
Well, it's somber. It kind of deals with, you know, a lot of our community. You know, when we come home, there's a community. There's a slew of musicians still at the studio, whether or not we're working or not. And a lot of the times, because we're not able to wave a magic wand and make magic happen for their lives, i.e. a deal or production work or that type of thing, very often, you know, there's a lot of occasions in which that frustration can lead to hostility, and we've kind of been seeing a lot of that occur in the last year and a half, just people's frustrations and really just them being in the dark about what's really going on in our lives. I know it's one thing if you, like, see us on television and, like, oh, the Roots are successful. You see me on Dave Chappelle and you think, oh, I'm a millionaire, that type of thing, but that's not the case at all. So this song more or less deals with betrayal and sort of people's false perceptions of what occurs in our lives. So we called it Clock With No Hands.
sitting in the staircase, holding back tears, looking over mad years worth of photographs. Pictures of some places I ain't never going back. Some people I used to love, why I ain't show them that? The skies was overcast when I was sober last. My head is spinning, couldn't tell you if it's slow or fast. It started to get too clear, I got to go and grab. To you it's a shame, but life is what we know it as. Waiting, navigating the plot without plans in the cards. Hard to read is a clock with no hands. How your man's gonna get up and stop with no yams? All it takes is one break, it could pop the program, whether sinning or not. My back bending like I'm sinning a lot. I feel some brothers is beginning to plot. It might have been a close friend that forgot who started up and ain't remember to stop. And yo, I bet they gon' remember the shot. Just cause I wanna be alone, you can't depend on friends to help you in a squeeze. We all deal with things on our own, and sometimes the beat can grow, get out of hand. Yeah, you know it gets full blown. I never said that you mean the world to me. Maybe it's best that you never know. Look, I'm like Malcolm out the window with the weapon now, searching for some how to find a minute or the second now. Precious time is money, I ain't got to mess about. Need it from the horse's mouth or from my eyewitness account. Blessings with my back to the wall, scoping my session now. Stay a little edgy at times, I ain't stressing about. Haters don't know nothing about me, they the ones that spark is. Those who love me set it out, so I ain't got the force quit. Cause I'm doing better now, don't mean I never lost it. I was married to a state of mind and I divorced it. Look, I'm from with brothers moving product from the porches. People locking their doors, clutching till they crosses. The block, hop of the law. It ain't too many choices, so what I drop is for y'all. Cause ain't too many voices left. I watch my back, I watch my step. And I might forgive, but I do not forget. Come on, people think that I'm crazy. Just cause I wanna be alone, you can't depend on friends to help you in a squeeze. We all deal with things on our own. And sometimes the beat can grow, get out of hand. Yeah, you know it gets full blown. I never said that you mean the world to me. Maybe it's best that you know. Yo, living in turbulent times, a blind leading the blind. Some call it evolution, some say intelligent design. You say you want a revolution, you out of your misery. Your son's destitute and they pop all in the prison. My man back in the scan, he right back in the can. He just attracted the scan, he's right back in the jam. I never sleep, walk me dead, you get your shut eye. I'm on the first thing in, I'm leaving on the red eye. My brother back in rehab, just had another relapse. Within himself, it's like he been fighting the energy head. Telling me ain't nobody true when they pretend to be that. So close to the friend is where I keep my enemy at. Too many parties concerned, it's time to live and to learn. Till we able to grow, forever bridges will burn. My thoughts free as a bird, it's just about to emerge. And every action is heard to speak louder than words, yo. People think that I'm crazy, just cause I wanna be alone. You can't depend on friends to help you in the squeeze. We all deal with things on our own. Grow and get out of hand. Yeah, you know it gets full blown. I never said that you mean the world to me. Maybe it's best that you never know.
Clock with No Hands, another live track from The Roots. We're playing live today on the World Cafe. We're getting a chance to talk with Amir Thompson, Questlove, about the new album and about Roots music in general, mm-hmm. on the capital R level. Thanks, Amir, for hanging out today.
And thank you for having me.
And thanks for The Roots. And thanks to The Roots for playing live today. The new album is Game Theory, out on Def Jam. And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.
Hey,
Once again, we thank The Roots for being our guest today. Thanks to Questlove, Amir Thompson and company. That new album, Game Theory, is available at our World Cafe CD store at worldcafe.npr.org.